Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Ed Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, AJ Styles comments on WWE's streaming policy, New Japan Pro Wrestling unveils the field for this year's G1, and we preview tonight's edition of AEW Dynamite. But first, has WWE found a location for next year's Royal Rumble? Larson, what's in the news?
Well, you know, given all the uncertainty that surrounded the location of the last major WWE pay-per-view, of course, prior to the promotion, announcing Thunderdome and holding all shows there, you think that Vince and company would be just kind of cool riding out the rest of this pandemic at Thunderdome. Mm-mm. But according to WrestleVotes, that may not be the case. This is what WrestleVotes had to say. Quote, ask what the Royal Rumble location plans are. Learn that WWE has a city in mind and are looking to get back to live crowds prior to that. However, they are keeping an eye on what the NBA and NHL do for next season regarding fans and capacity levels. So you think this has to be some sort of outdoor venue.
They should have it at Sturgis. Nobody seems to care, man. You know? So yeah, I don't know. I'm not optimistic. Thunderdome's fine.
Thunderdome's fine.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, in some locations, things seem to be getting a bit better, but those are locations that are not hosting super spreader events, which this no doubt would be. But if they want to do
here's the thing. If they ran, and I'm not defending this idea because I don't think they should do this idea. I agree Thunderdome is what you should just ride out pandemic in Thunderdome, you know, and post-pandemic, if you want to start having shows in front of fans again, do so at a measured, reasonable pace, not all at once. But you look at what AEW is doing with their 10 to 15% capacity at Daly's Place. You have stringent regulations as far as wearing masks. You have sanitization stations placed abundantly throughout the venue. Again, I don't think this is the tack that they should take, but if they were to do such a thing, that would be like, yes, Steve.
Sorry. I saw my kid doing it today on distance learning. Here's the thing. So, yeah, you got AEW, right? What have we learned, though, from 10 to 15% capacity? Larson.
It doesn't make much difference.
It looks like crap.
Yeah.
You're right. It doesn't make any difference at all. Thunderdome actually looks pretty impressive. Now, you've got this goofiness here, of course.
I mean, like, the least impressive or least interesting part of it is the fan zooming in. But the rest of the spectacle of it, the additional lasers and pyro and all that stuff, yeah, that looks great.
I think the fans look great, to be honest with you. I think it's a mishmash. It kind of, if you blew your eyes, it might actually look kind of like a live crowd. And,
well, I mean, they're too, like, the scale is off. You know, like, they're too large to be, to make you think there's actual fans there. They need to be smaller LED boards.
If you're like, me prior to...
It's like Superman 2, though.
It's me prior to LASIK. You know, if I'm just staring at the TV from a good 50 feet away, I could see how it could look like, you know, live fans. I think, in my opinion, me personally, Thunderdome looks better than what AEW's done. AEW has actually somehow managed to put more people there. And for some reason, it feels like even worse because it looks like you just couldn't draw
No, here it is. I mean, it's the expectation that people there will make the presentation better, and since there's not enough people there to really affect things either way, it doesn't happen. And that can entirely be the case. See it safe. They say they find a city that they make the pitch to. Hey, we'll do this to ensure the best of our ability to keep people safe. Again, not that I'm espousing that idea or promoting that idea. I'm not. But WWE, they seem intent on getting their shows in front of crowds as soon as possible. To do that, they're going to have to take several measures to guarantee best they can people safety. So even at 25%, and you have it in a baseball stadium, 10,000 people there.
Yeah.
The problem with that is it's going to be harder to enforce a mask policy with 10,000 people there as opposed to 500 at Daly's place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's now, I mean, I don't know, dude, maybe look, things move quickly. I know they're trying their damnedest to like get a vaccine out there. There is the idea of maybe you have those instant tests that I've heard floated around where it's like just a little swab on your tongue, then they clear you or not. I don't know how possible that would be for 5,000 people, because 5,000 people, really, even 2,000 people. But I mean, they have to be bunched together. Like, this isn't going to happen in January. It's not. Thunderdome is going to be great for the Royal Rumble. They can try it somewhere else. It'll look silly if they replicated what AEW does. It looks worse than Thunderdome. It does. So I don't know. I imagine there's going to be a lot of like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then we're just going to go back to Thunderdome, and that's totally fine. Yeah, Thunderdome's great. Doll up Thunderdome. You get it's you know, you got that great company that's working for you, whatever they're called, Funtime or whatever they are.
All that stuff looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. Just do that. And if somehow, some way, they end up approving and instituting millions and hundreds of millions of those little instant tests, and you just swab somebody's tongue, and then okay, you're clear. Then
yeah,
cool.
Within seconds, you get a result back, so it's not like a 2-hour wait to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Like if that ends up becoming normal by like December, and you're able to whip this together really quick, then okay, I guess.
That'd be another issue though, is if you have 5,000 to 10,000 people wait to get into a venue, and they all have to wait in line in close proximity to get their test done, because then you have to lower your mask to get your test done. So that's another issue entirely. You know, unless you go in a day in advance, get your test done, quarantine yourself for 24 hours, just go to a wrestling show. But they're not going to do any of that.
None of this.
If you're not going to do any of that, if it's not possible and they're not going to do it, just do it at Thunderdome.
None of this stuff seems likely. None
just
of it.
Just do it at Thunderdome, anyways. Don't do it in front of fans. Likely. Don't do it in a stadium. Just do it at Thunderdome.
Yeah. Speaking of things that aren't going to happen, let's talk about things that will happen. Potentially WWE wrestlers continuing their streaming pursuits. AJ Styles commented on that on one of his streams. I was actually in attendance for these quotes here, but the transcripts do actually come to you from Fightful. I hopped in there. You know, it's a great little opportunity to get a wrestler to say your name when you gift a bunch of subs and you know, $50, gift 10 subs to AJ Styles community. I don't think he said our name, but a lot of wrestlers do. Well, now, it was funny because like it was one of those things where you have to like, you have to go fishing a little bit and catch him at the right moment, because like he's reading up, oh, hey, thanks for the sub. And then he answers a question from somebody and he starts talking about that, and he's not looking at the chat room and seeing all these subs that I'm gifting. But hey, you know what? He's got a terrific community over there at Styles Clash. So what the heck? They got some subs now. Anyways, AJ Styles gave his 2 cents on the ongoing saga of whether WWE will allow its talents to continue their third party deals. Saying on a recent Twitch stream, and like I said, these transcripts come to you from Fightful, from the contact that I've had and the information I got, WWE does want us to interact with our fans, and that means streaming. They want this to happen. They want you to have a YouTube channel. What we know was a little vague at first, but we're going to talk about things that need to happen. There were things going on that we knew that we couldn't do, but times have changed. It's a weird time. We did different things, and it was borderline whether we knew we could do it or not. Streaming is not going to be taken away. YouTube's not going to be taken away. There will be changes in other areas, I'm sure of it, but I don't know exactly where that is. I'll say it one more time. WWE wants us to stream and interact with our fans. Don't stress out about bad guy WWE. I remember when he said this. Y'all, don't stress out about bad guy WWE. It's not like that. Things have changed. It's a great place to work. I'll let my own children work for this company. He did seem very sincere when he was talking about that stuff. I'm not going to say, here's the thing about AJ Styles. he's not really a toe the company line guy. If he feels a certain way about something like he did with Paul Heyman, he will say it. If he thinks that he is being done right by the WWE, which he clearly is, he will make that public and he will defend them. And so that's what he's saying here. You know, it's fun to jump, you know, to hop on the back of the WWE and give him crap. But in this situation,
there are several reasons why you can.
Oh, there are many reasons why you can.
In most any instance.
However, in this case, he's saying there are people doing perhaps, which is actually pretty interesting, because going back, we mentioned this the other day, I forget on which episode, but there was a time when we had friendos reach out to certain wrestlers at shows or whatever. They had contact with them. Hey, can you do a shout out for my favorite podcast? It's called Going In Raw. And the wrestlers, I mean, from we always told, were very nice about the rejection. But it's like, no, I can't, because WWE doesn't like us to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. There did seem to be a relaxation when it comes to these other opportunities. And it just seemed like the kind of thing where, hey, one wrestler does it, and then another and another and another. WWE doesn't say anything to them, probably because they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got streaming, you got this, you got cameos, you got TikTok. And it's like, all of a sudden, WWE's thinking, well, wait a second. I smell money that's not coming into my pockets.
Yep.
You know? And so, but now that they seem to be clarifying things, you know.
Well, hopefully. I mean, it's seemingly on the streaming aspect, there's been some clarification. If the reports of the meeting at Raw are to be believed, go to your shoot name and you're in the clear, so long as you don't involve any WWE IP. It's the cameo stuff that seems to be a bit nebulous still. Whether wrestlers are still going to be allowed to do that, period, only using their shoot names, or if they're going to say no cameo at all because we want to do these meet and greets.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they let them continue to do cameos. I'd be shocked on that one, because they're totally going to start doing that on their own. Mm-hmm. WWE. But yeah, as far as like streaming, I mean, it's like YouTube. I don't remember AJ being on. AJ's thing has always been streaming. He's mm-hmm. a big streaming guy now. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's just speaking on what he knows. He said they're not going to take away Twitch and YouTube channels. There does seem to be more of a reporting policy in place, I think. Somebody mentioned that. That's like, hey, I'm going to start a Twitch channel. Dear WWE,
yeah,
I hereby declare.
Human resources and fill out some paperwork to declare.
Exactly. So yeah, that's interesting. That's going to be a developing story, like you said, mm-hmm. with the cameo stuff, if they're going to allow that to continue or not. Something that is going to continue, thankfully, the G1.
Yeah,
of course, the biggest tournament in pro wrestling every single year, the most anticipated, the super spreader of 5-star matches is
so the field was announced, as were the blocks. Let's review. A block: Kota Ibushi, Tomohiro Ishii, Kazuchika Okada, Shingo Takagi, Tokyo Pimp, Taichi, Minoru Suzuki, Jeff Cobb, Will Ospreay, Jay White. That's the A block. B block.
Loaded block.
Yeah. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Hiroki Goto, Toru Yano, Yoshihashi, Sanada, Tetsuya Naito, Evil, Zack Sabre Jr., Juice Robinson, Kenta. So we get some international stars returning to New Japan.
Jeff Cobb.
For the G1. Yeah.
Excited to see Jeff Cobb.
So, early pick, Steve. Who's winning the block? Who's winning the whole thing?
Damned if I know. I do not follow New Japan nearly as much as I should. Of course, Evil had that title for a second. That's going to be interesting to see him and Naito mix it up there in the B block. I feel like the blocks are a bit more evenly. There's a bit more parity in the blocks this year. Last year it was like pretty lopsided, wasn't it?
Yeah, one block was just stacked. The other one was a little weak.
So
I'm
yeah,
calling it right now. Finals: Jay White versus Sonata. Sonata wins.
Wow.
Sonata versus Naito at Wrestle Kingdom.
Super dark horse there. Look at that. Yeah, I don't know, man. You think it's going to be who? Sonata versus Naito at Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That could be. Has he signed a new contract yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know. Okay, what happens if like the champion wins? He gets to choose his opponent?
I think. I thought about that. If Naito wins and says, hey, Sonata, let's wrestle at Wrestle Kingdom.
You're obsessed with Sonata. Kind of an interesting...
I feel like he's ready to make the leap, man.
Interesting omission, the current AEW and United States champion, Jon Moxley, not in the tournament this year. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting. Not shocking, given that. Didn't he, like, bust his elbow last year in the G1? Yeah. Or he had that giant... whatever it was, pus-filled sack.
He had the staph infection or whatever come back.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, you got to figure. I'm going to say Naito comes out of B block. And I'll say. Well, they got everybody back now, don't they, huh?
More or less.
I don't know. I don't know what their plans are. I don't know. Where are Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi, are they still the tag champs?
No. They lost them to Zack Sabre Jr. and
Taichi. Oh, they didn't get them back?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say it's, I don't know, just revisit that. Did they ever even up their series between Tanahashi and Kota Ibushi?
Not that much. I don't know.
I'll say Wrestle Kingdom is going to be Kota Ibushi versus Naito.
That'd be great.
And Kota Ibushi is going to come out of the G1.
That'd be 2 years in a row that he would win it then.
Yeah, dude, he's going to be the first guy to win it 2 years in a row. I don't even know if that's true. It's probably not even true. It's definitely not true. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, they never did win him back, huh? Okay. And it was Naito who won his titles back at Summer Struggle. All right. Well, cool. Right on. So, yeah, good job. AEW is on tonight. Let's wrap this thing
Correct.
Up.
Correct. Here's a quick rundown. Orange Cassidy versus Angelico. Brody Lee versus Dustin for the TNT title. Nyla Rose versus Ty Conti. We got appearances from Mox and Lance Archer, probably in the same segment. Mm-hmm. Matt Hardy is going to have a promo. Kip Sabian is going to introduce his best man. Who's that?
It's Miro, man. It's Miro. Yeah.
And then we got a couple of tag matches. Jericho and Jake Hager taking on Joey Janela and Sonny Kiss. Mm. And then the Lucha Brothers versus Jurassic Express.
That'll be a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Jericho Hager versus Janela and Sonny Kiss. Brody Lee versus Dustin. Oh, that'll be a good. That should be the
that'll
main
be
event
good.
Right
Hopefully
there.
Hopefully that is a main event, I know.
That should be the main event. Lucha Brothers versus Jurassic Express. That should be good. Yeah, it seems like it should be a fun Dynamite. We're going to be doing our live recap of the show tonight at right after the show, so between 7 and 7:30 or so. So go follow us at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. We'll see you guys there. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.